CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 1st of December, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organizations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Join the final 2024 RSGB Tonight at 8 live webinar. Update on the RSGB strategic priority of spectrum and licensing. RSGB HF Contest Committee announces changes to contests in 2025. The final RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2024 is being broadcast tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of December. Join Tim Heyer, G5TM, for a talk on the various HF antennas available for portable operating. You'll also discuss how to use very basic modelling software to ascertain the choices you have at your disposal. Tim will look at topics ranging from balancing the convenience of multi-band systems with some trade-off in performance to looking at using 40 meters portable. You'll also look at how to power your station and the advantages of operating HF portable. Tim is the RSGB Radcom Basics editor, so he will also highlight content in that publication that viewers will find helpful. Watch the webinar live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. To find out more, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB has taken the next steps to support its strategic focus on spectrum and licensing. The Society is now formally engaged on work for the 2027 and 2031 ITU World Radio Communications Conferences. The RSGB has introduced a new special focus page on WRC27 and WRC31, which you can find via rsgb.org/WRC-27. This page includes topics such as 6G telecoms and satellites, wireless power, space weather, and lunar communications. Supporting a new WRC-31 opportunity, the RSGB is also grateful to Chris Whitmarsh, G0FTZ, and Roger Ray, G8CUB, for a great overview of amateur innovation above 275 gigahertz. You can read this on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/terahertz. The RSGB HF Contest Committee has announced some changes to its HF contests for 2025. These cover the FT4 series and 1.8 megs contest, the Commonwealth contest, field day registration, and also self-spotting. For full details, go to rsgbcc.org/HF. Youngsters on the Air Month begins today, and Marlborough Scout Group will be the first team of youngsters to operate. They're on the air up until midday today, and then again after 6 p.m. Also operating today is the Cambridge University Wireless Society, which is hosting the call sign GB24YOTA between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. Listen out for the group again on Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th of December. Other operators this week include Wick High School Radio Club on Monday, the RSGB National Radio Centre's GB3RS station on Tuesday, Sandringham School on Wednesday, and Thurso Scouts on Friday. Go to qrz.com and search for GB24YOTA to view the full schedule and operating times. If you'd like to host the call sign, you've still got time. Visit rsgb.org/yota-month to find out more, and then email Jamie, m0sdv@yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register your interest. Don't forget that if you want to take an exam online at home, the last date you can do that this year is Friday the 20th of December. Exams will resume on Monday the 6th of January 2025, and the booking system will be available over the festive season, so you can book exams for January onwards. Book online on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/exampay. The next in the series of 145 Alive events is taking place on Sunday the 26th of January 2025. The organisers are looking for volunteer net controllers to help cover as many Maidenhead squares in the UK as possible. Whether you've been a net controller before or not, the team would love to hear from you. Find out more about the events by visiting the 145 Alive Facebook group. To volunteer, send your intended individual, group or club call sign and your intended location and Maidenhead Square to Mike Alpha Sierra Echo November Victor India Lima Lima Echo at gmail.com. The weekly shortwave broadcast from Deutsche Amateur Radio Club, DARC, will be aired from Wolferton in England for the first time from January 2025. The broadcast will be made from an existing BBC broadcasting complex that is operated by the subsidiary company Encompass Media, where there is a total of 10 transmitters and just as many antennas. The station in Austria that is currently used by the club is ceasing its shortwave operations at the end of December this year. Thanks to successful negotiations, the first programme will be broadcast from Wolferton on Sunday the 5th of January 2025 on the previously used frequency of 9670 kHz. Full details of how to access Radio DARC are on the club's website via darc.de. And now for details of rallies and events. The Wiltshire Radio Winter Rally is taking place today at Kington Langley Village Hall in Kington Langley, located just off Junction 17 of the M4. Doors open at 9 a.m. and close at 1 p.m. Admission is £3. Indoor tables are £10. Car boot pitches are £10 for a car-sized pitch and £15 for a van-sized pitch. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, email chairman@chippenhamradio.club. The Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair is on Sunday the 8th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. Doors are open from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Entry is £3 per person and there is no charge for partners and under 16s. Free parking and Wi-Fi is available, as well as hot food and refreshments. The cost for traders is £5 per 6-foot frontage with tables supplied. Booking in advance is recommended. Mains electricity is also available on request. Traders are asked to pre-book as soon as possible. Please contact Phil G6DLJ via 07990563147 or email whiskeyromeogolf2024@hotmail.com. Sparkford Radio Rally is on Sunday the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Harrow Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil. Doors are open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and from 9:30 a.m. to the general public. Admission is £2. Refreshments and free parking will be available. For more information, please contact Luke via 07870 168 197 or email mike3victorhotelvictor@hotmail.co.uk. Now the special event news. Ian Astley, M0IAA, will be operating as Golf Bravo 1 Whiskey Hotel on Wednesday the 11th of December. The special event station is being run to support and promote the excellent work done by Wakefield Hospice. To make a donation to the hospice or to hear more from Ian, visit QRZ.com. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club will once again be running the special call sign Golf Bravo Zero Mike Charlie between the 1st and 26th of December. The Mike Charlie in the call sign stands for Merry Christmas. The club would like to invite everyone to call in, give them a hearty ho ho ho, and tell them what radio equipment you'd like from Santa this year. The club will also be live streaming on its YouTube channel. Oscar Romeo 100 Lima Golf Echo is a special call sign in use by members of the Liège Radio Club, ON5VL, to celebrate its 100th anniversary. The station is active until the end of the year on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CWSSB FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via ON6YH. QSOs will be uploaded to Clublog. The 9 Lima 5 Alpha team, part of the F6KOP club, is active from Sierra Leone until the 8th of December. The members will operate on the 160 to 6 meter bands and QO100, QSL via F5GSJ, Logbook of the World or Club Log OQRS. The Alpha 3-5 Golf Charlie team is currently active from Tonga until Friday the 6th of December. The IOTA references OC-049. The members will operate on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, SSB, FT4, FT8 and RTTY. QSL via LZ1GC, Logbook of the World or Club Log OQRS. The Tango Oscar 9 Whiskey team is again active from St. Martin Island until the 13th of December. The IOTA reference is NA-105. The members will operate on the 160 to 10 meter bands with a focus on the 40, 80 and 160 meter bands. QSL via W9ILY, Logbook of the World or Club Log OQRS. Now the contest news. The UK 6 meter group Winter Marathon started at 0 hours UTC today and ends at 23:59 UTC on Friday the 31st of January 2025. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, it changes signal report and locator. On Tuesday the 3rd of December, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1950 UTC. Using FM on the 2 meter band, it exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 3rd of December, the RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 4th of December, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 4th of December, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The ARRL 160-meter contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 6th of December and ends at 1600 UTC on Sunday the 7th of December. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchanges signal report for UK stations. UK and Canadian stations will also send their ARRL or RAC section number. On Sunday the 8th of December, the RSGB 144 megs AFS contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GZYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 28th of November, 2024. Last weekend's CQ Worldwide CW contest was a reminder of just how good HF propagation can be near sunspot maximum. The whole world, including the Far East, Australia and the Caribbean in South America, was workable on the contest bands up to 10 metres. It was a great opportunity to increase your DXCC total and have fun at the same time. This week's solar flux index cracked back above 200 again, peaking at 225 as this report was being prepared. Geomagnetic conditions have been surprisingly good over the past 7 days, with a peak KP index of 3.67 on the 24th of November. There have been no X-class solar flares, but there has been a total of 13 M-class and 54 minor C-class flares over the past 7 days. There have been coronal mass ejections, notably on the 25th of November, but they've not been Earth-directed as of the 28th. So, to summarise, HF conditions have been pretty good. We're now entering the winter period for HF propagation, which tends to favour the low bands, so 160, 80 and 40 metres come into their own, and nighttime DXing becomes the norm. Look for grey line openings to the west at sunrise on 80 metres and 160 metres, and also short but good openings on 40 metres in the late afternoon. Nighttime may bring good DX on 80 metres and 40 metres, including the Caribbean and South America. NOAA predicts that the SFI will remain in the low 200s next week, and while geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be good at first, the KP index may rise to 4 on the 4th to 6th of December. This could result in reduced MUS until the KP index recovers. Now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The unsettled theme continues through most of the next week or two. The only signs of slightly enhanced prospects for Tropo are, as we close this week, and even that's restricted to some eastern areas for pass across the North Sea. A second option may appear temporarily around the middle of the coming week as a weak high crosses southern areas, but this one looks to be a cold high and probably not so good as a vehicle for Tropo. The meteor scatter prospects are improved by the last throes of the Leonids, which fade away this weekend, and the Orionids, which peaked on Thursday the 28th, but last through the coming week. There will be several active weather systems around, and the unsettled weather should offer some useful gigahertz band rains or snow scatter. This early in the winter is a great time for strong shower activity around the still relatively warmer seas. The auroral prospects are worth checking. Look for watery sounding signals on the LF bands as a good clue, along with KP index values greater than 4. Last week saw some fleeting signs of sporadicity on the Dorb ionosond graphs on propquest.co.uk, especially on Monday the 25th of November. This occurred typically around the middle of the day and was probably driven by the very strong jet stream and the current meteor activity. The moon's declination is negative, reaching minus 28 degrees on Monday, and we are close to eclipse on Sunday. That's followed by 2 days of high 144 meg sky noise, so with path losses still high, EME operators should probably take the opportunity to check their antennas after last week's gale. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Meetings and contact related details this week. No nets. For the Southwest. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club will be having their Christmas dinner. On Thursday the 5th of December, there's a signal video. Contact is Dave Wellham, G0DPW, Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Contact is via Bravo Victor Alpha Romeo Sierra.org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Contact is via Sue, info at Foxtrot Romeo, Alfa Romeo Sierra, .co.uk. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society next. On Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Beau Séjour Lancer Centre, from 7:30pm. Contact is via Phil, GZU0SUP, 07781-151-747. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Contact is Matt, 20FNT, on 07305549614. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Clubroom is now open on Friday evenings from 8pm. Contact is Mike, GJ0PDJ, on 07797-718-390. On Monday the 9th of December, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is having a club meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms, Chepton Mallet, at 7:30pm. Contact is Chris Lavis, G6HIQ, Christopher, with a PH, Lima Alpha Victor India Sierra Numeral 3, at gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16, Fort November Echo. Contact is via November Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .org.uk, and Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30am. Contact is via Terry, M0TJX, Secretary, at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, or on 07889-208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. On Monday the 2nd of December, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society has their Christmas meal at the Toby Carvery. More details from Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242-699-595, join the day, or look at golfforalphayankeemike.org.uk. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaron District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 6th of December, at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 44, 9 Romeo Bravo, from 6pm. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info at aberdareradio.club. Aberconfegan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tom D Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info at aberconfegradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is holding a club night at Sully's Sports and Social Club, postcode CharlieFox.645 Sierra Papa, from 7:30pm. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face and on-air meeting on Tuesday the 3rd of December, starting at 6:30pm with a show-and-tell element. Contact is Andy, GW0JLX, on 07768-282-880. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the 2nd and 3rd Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at Bulwark Athletic Club, Mathern Road, Chepstow, postcode November Papa 165 Juliet Tango, from 7:30pm. Contact is via Golf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm until 9pm at Henslis Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is via Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or Mike Charlie 0 Yankee Alpha Delta .club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society now. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. More information from gw4ezw.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox, Lot 417 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf with C2, Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot, .co.uk, or from John GW4BUZ on 01443 432 542. Rill and District Amateur Radio Club have their next monthly meeting on Wednesday, the 4th of December at 7:30 p.m. at the Rill Yacht Club building, Kimmel Bay, Rill. For details, see the club website at Romeo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk, or contact Alan GW4HDR, Secretary at Romeo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, postcode Sierra Alpha 183 Lima November, from 7 p.m. Contact is Gareth GW4JPC, call sign Golf Whiskey 4 Juliet Papa Charlie at yahoo.co.novemberzulu. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot Quebec, is 5 minutes from junction 27 of the M4. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as soon as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.